Trigger warning, this episode deals with mental health issues. Hi everyone, and welcome to season two of the Irish Podcast. I'm Jane.
And I'm Cormac. In this season, we share the ups and downs of our Italian journey.
From how we moved to Italy to the hustle of work, we'll be sharing what it's actually like to move countries.
Join us for our Tuscan adventures, our unforgettable bedbug experience, plus an Edinburgh Fringe special.
Whether you're a travel enthusiast or just curious, join us for stories, laughs, and good old Irish hospitality. Unforgettable bedbug experience.
That rings in the brain, something fierce right now.
Well, this is going to be... We're going to try and make this as lighthearted as possible. But yeah, do you want to give an overview of how we'll shape this episode? We've been, you know, we've been trying to record this episode on and off for quite a few months now.
Well, it's, you know, it takes a lot to kind of work up the strength to talk about it in detail again, because it was a horrible experience.
Really, really bad.
Finding out you have bed bugs is not an easy thing to deal with.
No, it's not. And when we did get them, I was obviously researching like a maniac, and Google didn't provide the best results, but Reddit certainly did in some personal cases. But I wish that there had been a podcast that I could have listened to with just people who were going through it.
Yeah. So just to know you're kind of not alone.
You're not alone.
You've read a lot of stories, and obviously it kind of happened just after the massive epidemic in Paris.
Yeah. So we'll run through our kind of story as brief as we can, and then we're going to talk about what to look for, what to do when you do find them, the best products, mental health, and then moving and not bringing them with you. So
yeah,
that's going to be the general flow of the episode. But yeah, we're going to try and keep it light.
Try and keep it light. Yeah.
But it was a disaster.
It was horrible. It was one of the worst experiences of my entire existence.
Yeah. So we had been living in our apartment for a year.
Yeah.
Lovely apartment, great location, super cheap as well. And we were living on the second story.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two groups of neighbors below us, a group of Moroccan guys, little bit, I don't know, they were a little bit dodged sometimes, but...
It was very much, the apartment was meant to have two people in it. There was five people all with beds beside each other on the bottom floor. You've heard them breaking glasses off the walls. You heard them screaming and shouting at each other.
Yeah.
They weren't the worst neighbors ever.
Like, we never had to deal with them.
We never had to deal with them.
And they were always polite to us in the hallway. But yeah, they were a bit difficult sometimes. And then on the second floor, there was a couple. We didn't see them for the first year. We literally did not spot them in the hallway. They were very quiet.
We would hear them wake up at like 6 or 7 sometimes if we were still awake or gone to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, we'd hear their alarm bang on 6 every day. And that was it. We thought that there was two people in there because we could sometimes hear them talk. But yeah, so we didn't really interact with our neighbors at all.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just signed a new lease and we went to the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yep.
And then we went on a little holiday after.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have spent thousands on a holiday if I knew what was coming down the line.
Oh, absolutely not.
Just to mention that we will be talking about financials at the end of this as well.
Yeah.
I'll pull up the little spreadsheet just to give people an honest indication of exactly how much we spent on them. So when we got back from Ischia, and there was something strange.
There was something odd when we entered because it was silent. The entire apartment block was absolutely silent. There was no noise. There was no alarms going off at 6 o'clock. There was no group of guys coming in and out at the bottom floor.
Everybody was gone.
Everyone was gone. Everyone had moved out, and we thought it was really strange.
Really, really
like
strange.
Like ghost apartment, because the apartment above us was being renovated for months and months. So there was never anyone living up there.
Yeah, we were the only people left in the whole
building.
In the whole building. And so that's also quite strange because Florence does have a housing crisis at the moment. And so, you know, after a couple of weeks, we were like, surely they would have re-rented them by now.
Yeah, it was so strange. We're like, why is it empty? Because like we had friends who were looking for apartments. We knew of people like in the pub when I was working that were struggling to find places to live. Like, why the hell was it empty?
And so, yeah, a couple of weeks after we got home, we saw that they were clearing out the bottom apartment.
Yeah.
We only caught the tail end, but we saw that all the beds were gone. and that they had ripped, they had taken everything out of that room.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, okay, they finally just, maybe they kicked off once we were gone or something.
Maybe the landlord just went, oh, there's five of you, fuck that.
Yeah.
Good luck, lads.
So that's what we thought. And we didn't know what to make of the couple being gone, but we thought maybe they're on holidays.
Well, a lot of people we didn't really hear of them. So
yeah,
we didn't even know their existence really, but like they might be still there, but we didn't hear, because usually you hear like from our bedroom, like the shafts behind the bedroom and the toilets are all the one shaft. So you can hear the apartment toilets like below us from the bathroom, from our bedroom. There was nothing. There was no movement. There was no anything.
But we kind of just put it to one side. We said maybe we're keeping on social hours and we're just not running into people. And then we had just signed the new lease. So we went, okay, you wanted a couch. We were going to make this home. We were like, this is our rent is super cheap.
We got it for another year. Great.
Yeah.
Let's get a couch and make it comfy.
Mm-hmm. They even offered us a 4-year contract, which would have been amazing. Well, thankfully, we didn't sign it. But so yeah, they just said either you can sign a 4-year contract and we'll up your rent by just €50. So we would have been paying €800 for an apartment for the next like 4 years. Or you can stick at the same price of €750 and you can have it for the next year and then we'll talk then. So we opted for the 1 year because we weren't sure about our residence and all that.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if we were going to want to move on from Florence.
Yeah, you know. we weren't sure at that time if we wanted to put our roots into Florence, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So we decided to get you a couch, make it home. We gutted the whole place. We made it look really nice. And
We invested in the house.
We did. And we had set up, during the summertime, we had set up our beds out in the front room, which we now realize may have been a very big mistake. But the front room had higher ceilings. And so we lived out there in the summer and then we would move into the bedroom for the wintertime.
Yeah.
So we moved all of our furniture back into the winter room. And we got a couch.
What happened that exact same day we got the couch, love?
I found a bed bug.
You found a bed bug.
So, yeah. We got a couch off Facebook Marketplace.
Hmm.
And we dragged it halfway across the city. We have a funny TikTok video about it where we had to bring it on a shopping trolley. But that night, I found a bug in the bed. Now, oftentimes when Cormac was off, Cormac could go to sleep a few hours before I would and I'd just stay up scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
Still do that to this day. Mm-hmm. And I saw this bug in the bed and it kind of looked like an earwig for all the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I squished it and there was blood in it, which I found strange.
Yeah.
So I Googled it. Didn't think much of it at the time at all, but I Googled it and they said either it's bed bugs and I was like, no, it can't be bed bugs, or it's swallow bugs.
Yeah.
And we had a nest of swallows at the bottom of the shaft at the back of our apartment. And so I went, that's what it is. It's a swallow bug. We'll put some traps by that window. Laugh. The following night, I wasn't too concerned about it. But we'd been to the pub and we'd had a bit of a lock-in and we came back and there were some little, you went to sleep.
Yeah.
And again, this is really important because they only come out when they smell the CO2 from your breath when somebody's asleep, mm-hmm. which is horrendous. And we'll explain down the line why that's very important.
Yeah.
But Cormac had fallen asleep. And all of a sudden, I saw another little creepy critter. And instead of smashing it, I'm very, very happy that I got a glass and I trapped it.
Yeah.
And I started taking photos of it because my eyes are not the greatest. So I was taking photos with a flash, zooming up, and I copped.
Yeah.
It was a bed bug.
It was a bed bug.
So Cormac was obviously very tired. He had just been working like 8 or 9 days in a row to make up for when he was gone from the fringe. And we'd obviously had a few drinks, but I flipped out. I was like, we got to get out of this house.
Yeah.
This is it. Our lives are ruined. I'm freaking out. So that was step one.
Step one of many steps.
Yes. Realizing that we had them. So that day I went and I did a whole bunch of research. I was researching for like maybe 8 or 9 hours. And so I bought a steamer. I bought loads of bleach. And I knew we were in trouble.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how big the situation was. I thought that we had a nest in our home and that we were going to have to deal with it. And I was looking up the prices of exterminations.
Yeah.
And it was outrageous. And I was like, I'm not paying for it, because everyone said to use a heat treatment. That's the only way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm not paying $3,500 for a crowd in Milan to come down and do a heat treatment. We can get steamers. We can steam them ourselves. We'll get rid of the mattresses. We'll get rid of all of our stuff and we'll just deal with it from there.
Yeah.
So that was step one. That night we stayed up. We thought it would only take us a couple of hours. It ended up taking us 8 hours.
So we started looking around for where they might be.
Yes.
Colonizing, basically.
And we
found the bed frame. We had two single mattresses on two single frames right beside each other.
Side by side, yeah. It's a very Italian thing.
Yeah. So I found then that my bed frame had just underneath the lats of wood, literally had 5 or 6 of them just lying there.
Adults, yeah.
Adults. So we kind of...
Straight away, we knew this is an emergency. We need to get rid of everything. So we dumped dumped a lot. So
straight off, we dumped, yeah, 2 bed frame.
2 mattresses. We didn't dump the couch, because when we searched the couch, we didn't see any eggs. We didn't see, but
you were just like, it's the fucking couch. We got the couch into the house the same night we found bed bugs.
It must be the couch. They must have been infested.
I was like, no, that wouldn't make sense. That, like, they literally came directly from the couch to our bed the same night. That would have been very odd. Very impossible, but the couch was, like,
yeah,
spotless, brand, like, maybe brand new, I would say, like, barely used.
Yeah, but, you know, they can come in anything. So I was determined that it was the couch, and we had a very big argument about it. So we did the most stupid thing possible, and we moved our sleeping arrangement out into the sitting room, because I was too scared to sleep in the bedroom. I hadn't slept in almost 48 hours at this point, and I was going a bit delirious. So we bagged up all of our stuff, and we knew that we were going to bring them to, we brought them to a laundromat, and we put everything on a super high heat. So all of the fabrics, everything. And we started sleeping in the sitting room with multiple traps set up outside, and we got onto exterminators.
Yeah.
So pesticide is widely used to get rid of bed bugs, and we decided to go with the most highly reviewed exterminator in Florence. His name is
Francesco,
and he's an absolute legend, I have to say. What a professional, what a nice person, and
incredible guy.
Yeah, like, we really need to buy him a pint. It's been 6 months, and we still really need to get him a pint.
Yeah, no, he was so good,
so kind, so understanding. He didn't have the most amazing English, but he was still able to correspond with us very effectively. So our good friend Jeremy, who had good Italian, he rang Francesco, and Francesco was very, very busy. And why was he very, very busy, Cormac?
Because there's a lot of bed bugs in Florence at that point. So people were obviously traveling to Paris for the rugby at the time. So the rugby, then all the people obviously that traveled to Paris got bed bugs or had bed bugs and traveled back to their relative cities, brought the bed bugs with them.
It had only been, and the reason why I even thought bed bugs initially was because Paris had just erupted a month prior. The bed bugs then traveled to London. And when we went to Edinburgh, I was actually really terrified of picking them up somewhere.
Yeah.
So again, this goes back to, did we pick them up in Edinburgh in a suitcase?
Was it the couch? Was it Edinburgh? Was it plane? Was it here? Was it like it was a...
And we'll talk about the mental health aspect. But that's what drove me insane, was where did we get them? You know,
you couldn't rest until you figured out why and where.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
That was...
The mental toll that really hurt you.
So our first time around, we put everything into black bags that was fabric. We checked it, Francesco had checked every room, and he said they're not in the kitchen. They don't really go into kitchens, but they're just in the bedroom. He had said the first time they're just in the bedroom, and we went, okay, fantastic. We took everything from the bedroom that was fabric, washed it and dried it on a super high heat. You don't actually need to wash it on a high heat. You do just need to dry it on a high heat for
What's the temperature?
needs to be 60 degrees minimum.
Yeah.
So we put them on 70 degrees for an hour. And we bagged up all of our shoes and we just, you know, he came in and he was like, thank you so much, guys. You've really done a great job. And yeah, we were so lucky because we'd had very little stuff with us. You know, he was like, usually you come in and people have libraries.
Because we were like, yeah, we found them in the bed frame first, Francesco. And he was like, okay, so where are the bed frames? And we're like, no, the bed frames are gone. And he just kind of smiled and looked at us and said, okay, very good, good choice. And we're like, okay, great.
And then he was like, where are your mattresses? And we're like, they're gone too. Yeah. So we, you know, we just did a cut and run dump situation. But you don't actually need to do that. And we'll tell you in the next section. But yeah, so we bagged or dumped. There was nothing in the room.
Yeah.
And he came, he did a spray, he closed out the bedroom door and he said, do not go into that bedroom for 3 days.
Yeah.
And that was fine. It was a bit awkward because our toilet was actually through the bedroom, so we couldn't actually access our toilet for 3 days. But so yeah, we thought, fantastic. Francesco, how, you know, what's the percentage of this working? And he said 90% of the time it works the first time around.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, brilliant.
We'll take those odds.
So then what happened?
Well, then we just happened to look around the sitting room when we got back into the apartment and find in the corner, in a cobweb, three adults dead. But three adults.
Yes.
And some exoskeletons.
So we found three adults in the sitting room, which obviously freaked us out. But please note that bedbugs can travel up to 4 foot a minute.
Yeah.
So they're not slow creatures. People have this idea that they're little, slow, creepy crawlies. They can run all over the shop.
The most terrifying, because Jane was just spitting facts at me the whole time, because I was trying to do less research and more kind of just action, physically searching for them, trying to find like where would they fucking hide. And then Jane was just like, oh no, Cormac, the traps around the bed don't really matter because they can climb up the walls onto the ceiling and drop down on top of you. And
they're the sneaky snakes.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they are
terrifying.
They are the worst things. They're smart creatures. After 3 days, we opened the bedroom door and unfortunately we very, very stupidly, we had done a big hoover.
Yeah.
And we don't know whether it was from the hoovering, because I feel like we would have noticed. But between the hoovering and between, you know, this poison had just gone off all over the room. And so the bed bugs were obviously scattering and trying to find places. And they were in our hoover.
They were inside the hoover. I went out to get rid of the hoover bag. And I opened up the hoover bag and at the bottom there was some like residues and dirt, but I saw three at the bottom and I emptied out the hoover and then I saw that they were moving. They were still alive. So then I panicked. I just threw the hoover into the bin. I was meant to come back with the hoover.
Yeah.
And I came back into the apartment. And I was like, oh, fuck, shit.
So we called Francesco again and he very generously came out and he only charged us 50% of the price, which was very, very kind of him. And he searched the entire apartment top to bottom. And we actually found them in an electrical socket in the front room. So now they were in, and just to give everyone an idea of, it was a very small apartment.
Yeah.
The front door, you walk in, you're in a sitting room with a little loft. The loft is only maybe 3 foot high. You'd very easily crawl up to it. There was a tiny little kitchen and then there was a back bedroom and a shower room with the toilet. So they had now spread to two rooms.
Yeah.
So he came back. We had to exit our apartment for 3 days whilst he was amazing. Like,
he came back this time and he was just like, I have these smoke bombs, I have this new pesticide killer, like I have all this gear. And we were like, great, brilliant. He's like, but you cannot be in your apartment this time. He's like, the last time was only one room. This time he's like, you cannot.
And he's like, you cannot sleep in there. Yeah. So we were very efficient where we had actually had four single mattresses at the beginning. We got rid of the two that we thought were infested. We had two left over. And so we bought plastic. They're these special types of wraps for the mattresses.
So he suggested that we need to get these like special covers.
Yes. So we got the covers for the mattresses. You keep them on for 2 years on your mattresses and they die inside. They can't get out. So he gave us a link. We'll put it in the description.
Yeah.
So we had our mattresses wrapped. Everything else was bagged. All of our unnecessary books, paperwork, technology that we didn't really need, we dumped everything. So it was really, really bare bones. And this is when Cormac came up with the absolute genius idea of vacuum sealed bags.
Yeah.
So we went to a shop around the corner. They must have thought we were clean freaks or something.
They must have thought we were just fucking mental.
We put everything into vacuum sealed bags.
Yeah.
Our shoes, our clothes, our tech, everything. We were down to my work laptop, our two phones, two chargers, and we had one small bag of clothes.
Yeah.
That we were operating out of a vacuum seal bag.
Yeah.
That was it. So Francesco came, he did the second spray. We couldn't actually even afford to stay in hotels in Florence at the time because the prices had gone crazy. So we went to, was it Lucca?
We went to Lucca.
Yeah, we went to Lucca. We tried to have a little mini holiday.
Very much an escape. Because at that point then, like, you know, we were coming home at night, taking shifts, because one person had to be asleep for the bed bugs to actually come out to see if there was still bed bugs left.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole thing. Like, we were exhausted. We were sleeping on plastic wrapped mattresses. It was
on the ground.
It was.
So after the second extermination, we, because again, we didn't know, we thought that the problem was contained to our apartment. We hadn't done enough research. But after the second extermination, we obviously informed our landlord and we wrote a letter in English and Italian, printed them off, and we put them under the doors of the other apartments.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have contacts for the other landlords. We didn't have contacts for the other residents and there didn't seem to be anyone in the building. So, you know, we just sent those letters through. So first extermination didn't work. Found them. Second extermination, 11 days. We thought we were in the clear.
Mm.
And unfortunately, I had been spending an awful lot of time up in Finnegan's, the pub, hanging out with Cormac because I just didn't want to be in the house by myself.
Yeah.
I was going absolutely crazy. And in fact, to even get to sleep, I needed a couple of drinks. Like, yeah, it was driving me insane. And so after 10 days, I was like, I'm feeling confident. I feel like we've got it. And I sat down in my office chair. And bear in mind that we thought we were just getting bitten by mosquitoes sometimes. Cormac would often get like bites around his ankles and stuff, but I never had any reactions. And like, I react really, really strongly to mosquito bites,
yeah,
or to like midgey bites or anything like that. And I wasn't getting anything. So, you know, and up to 50% of people don't react to the bites. Like, you don't get any reactions. So
scary.
Which is scary. So they can feed on you for months and you won't know that they're there. But this one day I was sitting in my office chair and I felt a pinch at my bra strap.
Mm.
And I was like, that was really weird. And I checked the seams of the leather chair and there were three live adults in the chair. When I tell you, my heart sank. I freaked. I came straight up to the pub.
You rang me crying. You were just like, I found them. Oh my fuck God, they're in the fucking chair. What do I do?
So we knew we had to call for the third extermination. We'll talk about it in our product section. We built these amazing traps.
The best thing that Jane did was she found a product called No Rat.
And it's just a really vicarious glue.
Just a super vicarious glue. Just like insanely sticky. You can't get that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally meant to stop rats. So, yeah, you know, it's strong. So that was the only thing. So we literally
put duct tape all over the floor.
So we'd line the entire room with duct tape on the edges way around.
They like corners. Yeah. So we lined the whole room.
Then we made a huge square around of our beds with the no rat about like 40 centimeters around in a huge perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the traps everywhere.
3 times a day, I'd get Cormac to go through with a torch on his phone and check every millimeter of that glue.
And unfortunately, on that day, I found him in the chair. We also found adults in the glue as well.
Yeah.
And so we were at the stage of, we knew that with the pesticides, there might be some eggs that would still hatch, but they have a 5-stage life cycle. And so for them to reproduce, they have to feed 5 separate times.
Yeah.
So we were like, if we have enough traps and if we hit them one more time with the pesticides, we can kill off all the babies and then we're done. So we knew that we kind of had one more extermination to do even after the second one.
Yeah.
But we were feeling very confident.
We were hoping that we wouldn't. Like, yeah. Francesco was just like, if it doesn't work this time, he was like, I don't know what to do, really.
And so we found the 3 adults, and that's when we knew we had a serious issue.
Yeah. So then, in fairness to him, did he do it for free?
The 3rd time he came up, and he did it for free.
And I mean, that man came in like Rambo. Mm-hmm. He had like 5 mist traps that you set off the bombs.
Yeah.
He had like these, what did he call them? They were tiny little spheres that basically, when the bed bug crawls over them, they explode. Mm-hmm. So they're like motion activated fucking bombs.
Yeah.
But he put them everywhere. He had gas. He put the pesticide on every single.
And he had gotten onto his supply chain manager.
Yeah.
And again, we'll put the link in the description of the pesticide that he used the 3rd time. Because he got onto the wholesalers and he was like, it didn't work. What the hell? And whatever. Through no fault of his own, though, as we'll come to discover later on. But he was just like, if it doesn't work this time.
He was like, they're in the building.
They're in the building. And so luckily, my a family member was visiting at the time and they had a large Airbnb. So we came with no stuff, stripped our clothes, washed them, put them into a vacuum seal bag and went to stay with him for a few days. Thankfully, because again, at the price of, you know, spending nights outside of the home, and we obviously...
And the only good thing is with like your fabrics and your clothes, you can kill any bed bugs that's on them. You mm-hmm. can kill anything with the heat.
And like we were steaming, we were literally we put on fresh clothes and then we'd steam ourselves.
But so we had done 3 exterminations and realized that there were still full-blown adults. And so we went to the pub. We sat in a little trip per tray.
And I remember you just turned to me and you went, we got to make a decision on this. We can't keep living the way that we are. It had started at the end of September and we were coming into November. So it was only 8 weeks, 9 weeks in at this stage. And you were just like, we have to call it one way or another. Either we're going to sink money into the heat treatment and try and last it out, or we're just going to have to learn to fucking live with these things.
Which is impossible,
or we got to move.
It was kind of like I kind of posed the question to be like, if the whole building was treated, would you still trust it? And it's just like, would you never like not be looking over your shoulder every night or feel a mosquito bite or an ant bite or anything?
Would you ever live even without the traps? And I said, no.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, then we just have to get out because there's no point spending all this money on sprays, on rent, on living the life that we were living, because we were just drinking to get by, like to try and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Every fucking night.
And like my work was massively affected. I couldn't do
it. You couldn't work.
I couldn't work. And you know, it was at the stage where I had even said to you in Ultra Portrait, I remember saying that to you and you got very frightened, where I said, I don't know if we moved anywhere if I could live without traps and not live out of vacuum seal bags.
Yeah.
I was that affected at the time where I just could not see a future. And I was even at the stage where I was like, we can't go home for Christmas because what if we bring an egg with us
or
something? What do we do? And what do we do if we move and bring them with us?
Yeah.
So that was a discussion. But as Cormac said, you know, you're very much in it at the minute. But you know that we can do everything safely. So we made the decision to leave. And we did a house viewing, took the first house that we saw, which in itself is a bit of a disaster. We'll talk about that in a future episode. But we decided to move, and we we had everything in vacuum sealed bags. We had a tech bag. We brought our, we put everything through a washer, dryer, new vacuum sealed bags, put into one site. Then we got our tech professionally cleaned, which cost us hundreds as well.
Because we had to obviously explain to every tech person, being like, we think there's bed bugs. So we stay, we just told them we stayed in this Airbnb.
Yeah.
Like, we, bed bugs, they were like, okay, okay. Like, yeah, yeah, we charge you this much because of the risk. And we're like, okay, perfect. Just get them clean. Please just help you get them clean.
So we got our tech professional clean and all of our clothes. We put into vacuum seal bags. And again, we cut our shit in half again because we were just like, we're not risking it.
Yeah.
So on the day of moving, we literally went to a laundromat and had everything double bagged in vacuum seal bags.
I think we were using every single washer and dryer in the laundromat to get everything done. And I mean, like, shoes, belts, every item of clothing.
Every item.
We even then, like, at the very last second before getting in the taxi, got changed in the corner of the laundromat into fresh, clean clothes.
Yeah.
But the dirty, the clothes we were wearing during washing.
We literally had to hold towels.
Hold towels up in the corner, yeah. Like, underneath the camera, so the camera didn't shine in that corner. We knew the one, like, dead.
That was a nightmare. But we moved into a new place. We didn't bring them with us. We set up traps. We had traps going for 3 months. And they kind of say that once you get past the 12-week mark, you can relax because there should be some kind of signs. We were checking our mattresses all the time. We were checking the signboards. We were checking everything. And no, we managed to not bring them with us, which is amazing.
Mm.
And we're even in a new apartment again because we had to move out of that place after 3 months for a whole different reason. But, you know, there is nothing. We're so delighted we've gotten away from that. However, we did get an answer as to where they came from. And this is the importance of, I was ringing extermination companies in Ireland in the hopes that they would give me some advice, some background. And the best company that I actually did speak to in the end, because I was trying to budget and I said, maybe we will do the heat treatment. And we were speaking to the landlord and I was saying that the whole building needs to be heat treated. So I spoke to a really good company in Milan. They do a lot of hotels. They work with the whole northern region of Italy. And they had said that there was a very wide epidemic happening in the north of Italy at the moment.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, they can live in electrical sockets. They can run up and down inside these electrical socket walls, especially in older buildings. And so if one apartment has it, most likely, especially if you've been gone for any period of time, they will move to their next host. And so we didn't know if it was the apartment below us, if it was, if it had branched out to the other apartments on our street.
Yeah, side-by-side apartments. We hadn't a notion.
And that was kind of our defining moment to move as well, when we just said, what if the whole fucking street is fucked? Like,
and in talking to our landlord, every apartment, the four apartments in that building had a different landlord. Apparently, they did not get on. They weren't good friends.
It took them over 8 years to agree to fix the roof.
And who would pay for the roof?
So I was like, I'm not waiting around 8 years.
So yeah, he was just like, oh, well, you know, we all have to decide. And then in buildings in Italy, separate to the four landlords, there's an amministratore who's in charge of the building in its general, like, upkeep, maintenance, all the big projects. So he is to be informed about all this. So apparently, we found out eventually then, where did the bed bugs come from?
Yeah, three days before we were moving out of the apartment.
Yeah.
So this was weeks after we had submitted the letter.
Mm.
They got back to us and said, I've been living in this apartment for many years. My rent is very cheap. I've had these for months.
I've had these since summer, is what he said.
Yeah.
I've had these since summer. I haven't been able to sleep in months. And we just went, oh my God.
On one side, there's a side of me that's very angry with him. And then there's a side of me that's very not angry with him.
Yeah.
The side of me that's not very angry with him is that he, unfortunately, couldn't afford to move, couldn't afford to pay for exterminations.
Yeah.
And so had been staying at his girlfriend's house and was just leaving that apartment vacant. in the hopes that maybe they would become dormant. I don't know if he just didn't do his research, what it was, but he was saving up to get an extermination done.
He came back every once in a while.
Just to get stuff or whatever.
And that obviously effed it up, because anytime he left, bedbugs came to our apartment. And then when we left during exterminations, they went back to his apartment. And if he was there, that's why they came back.
Yeah.
So they were swapping in between.
But essentially, there was a nest in his apartment.
Yeah.
And that's why there were full-size adults coming into our apartment even after these full-blown exterminations, which our exterminator could not wrap his head around, where he was like, how can there be adults, you know? And
yeah,
that's why he went down the route of giving out to his supplier and everything. So yeah, unfortunately there were a few different networks that they could come into our apartment from other places, and he had just left it. And he even said to us that he had booked an extermination on the very last day we were living there.
Yeah.
An exterminator arrived. And I don't know if it was Poundland.
It was an exterminator from Wish. It was an exterminator from Wish, or like Cowboy Exterminator.
I heard three little sprays.
Yeah.
And that's it, because I don't know what the sound of a spray
and
looks
like. He was
like
when he finished, when we were walking past him, he was standing at the door with the door open. And we were just like, no, because Francesco had been incredible. Francesco then was just like, had also been like, I want to talk to your landlord and tell him that it's a building wide issue. So we were just like, Francesco's the man. And we were just like, about our neighbor, we were like, you fucking idiot. Like,
yeah. So he had spent hundreds of euro on this extermination. We told him, we were like, there's no point. It's a building wide issue. You're going to have to move out, or you're going to have to tell the landlords. The landlords are going to have to work together, get the building exterminated. But we even told that exterminator when we were walking out the door, and we told him, we have them in our apartment. It's a building wide issue. And he smiled and turned away.
Yeah. He was just like, more money for me.
Yeah.
That was it.
Horrible, horrible person.
Yeah. He didn't give a singular shit. He was just like, yeah, I'm making money on these sprays.
Yeah.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't.
Such a different level of... Anyway, so our landlord then decided to work with Francesco, and they have been coming up with all different sorts of remedies for the building. And we knew that the building had been vacant for quite some time. We walked past it every so often. A roof had to be changed out as well. So we don't believe that anyone has actually been living there in quite some time, which is slightly worrisome in the case that those creepy crawlies could spread to other apartments.
Yeah.
But... you know, that's kind of out of our, we can't, unless we issued the whole neighborhood with letters or something. I don't know how.
We did our fair dues to try and be as, you know, like we sent the letters to our immediate neighbors. And apparently even our neighbor downstairs had been trying to get in contact with the administratore, the guy in charge of the building, but the landlord had been refusing to give him that contact.
Yeah, apparently that landlord is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But so the comunale or the administratore, they've been made aware of the situation now through our lovely ex-landlord, and I wish them all the best in trying to resolve that situation.
I'm hoping that it's resolved by now, because there is a big crisis for houses in Florence. And look, we always said if they just all banded together, paid the couple of hundred, a couple of grand each to get the whole building done, would be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it. And you can start off again fresh. And we believe they did do that. Our landlord was very kind. He let us out of our contract, which would be hard to be done in Italy, to be released from a contract without giving like a large amount of notice.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, because dealing with our landlord at the very beginning of it, he didn't know what a bed bug was.
No, he really, and like we were like, you know, Paris.
Yeah, he was I heard something. And we're like, come on, man, are you pulling our leg? Like,
and
come
on. We weren't even sure. I mean, we found a spray called Tumichi.
Yeah.
However, Tumichi is just a wider general term for bugs in Italy.
Yeah, so there's like two or three different variations of Shimichi in
And we were really lucky that our exterminator said, you know, a lot of people get confused because when they Google bed bugs, Tumichi comes up and they buy all this garden spray and it doesn't work at all. There's no pesticide in it. It doesn't work. So
yeah, well, apparently it can work for ants, and like ants in Italy is the big issue. So that's why the spray was obviously in the bathroom, because there was a colony of ants as well.
So we had found a spray that said Tumichi. And I mean, our minds were so twisted at the time that we were like, did our landlord let the apartment?
He knew. He knew, and he didn't care. That's why it's such a good price.
That's why it's
and
such a good
fuck him, and like, yeah, we just were like so delirious.
It wasn't that at all. And just there was a little ant problem in the bathroom, and that girl that lived there before us had obviously just, you know. And I even checked with our landlord. I said, you know, the last person who lived there, did she exit the building? Did she try and break a contract, or you know, did she just leave kind of randomly or something? And he was like, no, she stayed
throughout. Full notice, gave out everything.
So that was kind of a positive sign.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, it was just driving us insane as to where they were coming from. So that's the general overview now. We are 6 months since the bed bugs.
Yeah.
I've still banned sesame seeds from the house.
Oh my God.
The eggs look like sesame seeds. And we had burgers one time and I found sesame seeds on the ground and I thought it was bedbug eggs. So I said, never again. So there's still remnants. You know, if we go to a hotel, the first thing we do is check for bedbugs.
Yeah.
Moving into this new apartment, that was still the first thing that we did. So what to look for? You may not necessarily come out in any bumps or itchiness. Some people have really bad reactions. Some people have no reaction. So that's the first thing, is you can't determine if you have bed bugs or not by bites. The next thing you have to look or not look for is you have to be asleep. The CO2 is what they are attracted to in your exhale when you're asleep, which is horrible to think about. But the best way to find them is to look for their eggs or for their poop.
So their poop, basically, you'll find it like around electrical sockets, around the back base of your bed. So just imagine tiny black dots, just like as a really fine Sharpie. It's someone just said dot, 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 dot.
Yeah, and on your mattresses
And on well. Your mattresses as well. So like, if you're staying in a hotel, we now, for the rest of our lives, will always tear the sheets off, flip up the mattress, look underneath. Then check the bed frame, because a lot of classic bed frames have the wooden lats going across inside of metal. You want to have a look inside of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the eggs, you're looking for the small sesame seed shaped eggs.
Yeah.
And then also bed bugs, they shed an exoskeleton.
Yes.
So that's another sign to look for, is that you might not see a bed bug, but if you see their exoskeleton, that is a huge, obviously they're there.
Yeah.
So you need to look for that. So when you're looking in a bedroom in a hotel, look for little black dots around the electrical sockets, around the back of the bed, and on the mattress itself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see adults or exoskeletons if you look well enough inside the lats. I always check the lats of the bed, because that's where I found them.
Yeah,
there were five or six of them, and they were just. Now, as well, I found them on the outside, so they can hide very well, but then they can just hide very simply as well. They just want to find somewhere dark.
Yeah, they want to find the darkest corner possible. Just to give you guys a heads up as well, is that we found very, very little exoskeletons in our apartment. I think in total, we may have only found about 20.
Yeah.
And in total, we found 88 adult bed bugs. And that doesn't quite make sense, you know, because if they're adults, they have to go through the five stages and they shed every time.
That's why it was very strange to us. We didn't find many babies. We found a lot of adults. And it was like, if it was just in your home, you would find babies, exoskeletons, adults, eggs, everything.
So yeah, if you're in a detached house, you know, you'd have all five stages. But yeah, it was very clear that there was a big, big nest elsewhere and we just could not.
It wasn't in our apartment. Yeah.
So what you have to do?
Immediately, if you're staying somewhere and you think you have bed bugs, the best thing you can do is throw absolutely everything you own into a dryer at 70 degrees.
Yeah. Or vacuum seal bags if it's something that you can't put into a dryer. The next thing is to buy No Rat. Look up what it is. I'm sure that there's a version. It's a vicarious glue.
Yeah,
it's
glue. There's also little pop-up traps you can buy that did catch a couple of them for us.
Yeah, they're shite.
But they weren't as good.
You want to go industrial. You want to go nuclear. Yeah. Line every room. Line the base of your bed frames.
Yeah.
And just put traps absolutely everywhere, whether they're these homemade traps with the vicarious glue. I found those definitely the best.
Yeah.
But if you have kids or if you have pets, maybe that might not necessarily be an option for you. So there's lots of traps that you can get with these little glue sticks inside of it, but they don't work as well.
They don't work as well. So yeah, if you think you have them or you find them, put out the traps immediately around the entire perimeter of your walls. Mm-hmm. Ring an exterminator. Spend the money for a good one, a well-reviewed one. Talk to a few different companies. The better the person is, obviously, the more chance you have of eliminating them quickly.
Yeah.
I know for sure, based on, because we went through a whole period with Francesco, our exterminator, like, is he good? Is he bad? We don't know. Mm-hmm. Is he bringing us for a ride? Is he, you know, does he actually know what he's doing? Does he ever work? It was a case that he was very good because he killed everything in our apartment. So unfortunately, they came back from other places.
So the next thing is, if you're living in a detached house, which, God, I'm never, ever going to buy an apartment or a semi-detached house. I just want to be in a detached house. It's always going to be something that can live with me forever. If you're in a detached house, there's hope.
Yeah.
If you're in an apartment or a semi-detached, you need to alert your neighbors straight away because they need to look for them because they'll go hunting.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can just stick to a room or a couch if they have something to feed on. However, they'll easily move, which leads me to the next thing of do not, and I know it's horrendous, but do not move sleeping from one room to the next.
Yeah, because you want to keep them in the same place because during the day, they'll just sleep and wait for nighttime. So just keep them in one room. Don't do what we did. We really fucked up by changing sleeping because then they just invaded the whole apartment instead of just the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that was our biggest mistake, unfortunately.
Well, no, our biggest mistake was not realizing that it was in the entire fucking building. But
well, we didn't know. How could you?
We didn't know. But yes, it's to alert all your neighbors, bang on their doors, send them letters.
Yeah.
Please alert them because they might not have them yet, but they could come, or they might already have them and not know.
Yeah.
We just don't know.
And if they don't have them, great. If it's just your apartment, then it can be just dealt with. Maybe your neighbors want to help you deal with them because they will want to get them. Because if you leave and abandon and go to a hotel to get away from the nightmare, mm-hmm. you will spread it to your neighbor.
Absolutely.
And that's the really thing that people have to realize to not make it like a huge issue. Because then once that's what happened with us. Once then you leave, you send it to another apartment, you come back, they come back. And it's just a vicious cycle.
Vicious, and then it's the whole building
and you're screwed.
Yeah. I would say if you have the money, we were obviously in a tighter financial situation, but if you have the money, pay for a heat treatment.
Yeah.
Go with a company that deals with hotels, that specializes in hotels. They will know exactly what to do. They will knock on doors. They will go into other apartments. They will search the entire building for you.
Yeah.
They take that shit seriously. Obviously, they're in the business of
that. Is literally their job of, you know, there's been many hotels that we have seen online looking at reviews that had bed bugs at one stage and then haven't had them again. So
I just want to thank that company in Milan again. I'll put that company name in the bio.
Yeah.
But they spent over 30 minutes on the phone to me
talking you through everything. Like, where did you see them here? What's your layout of your apartment? Where did you see them first? And they were the ones that suggest that they were in the whole building. They're the ones that, like,
oh, they said 100%
they were just like building. Oh, they're in the building. And we were like, well, our exterminator is insured. They were like, no, this is our literal and professional job. They are in the whole building.
And it was after speaking to them that's when we sent the letters. Thank God. So fair play to you. And then the other just two things that you have to do is one, realize you're going to lose a lot of money. And you're going to lose a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Books, good luck. They can put eggs into every book, like every page of every book. Books, gone. Tech, professionally cleaned. So vacuum seal bags, you need to set the traps. You need to realize that you're going to spend a lot of money. I would say to totally get rid of ones out of a house, you're going to have to do 3 exterminations minimum using the pesticide. And that's because we used an awful lot of pesticide in the 80s and they've built up quite a tolerance to it. So your exterminator might have to try a couple of different pesticides, but just realize that they come in stages and you need to kill them off in stages as well. So don't be totally disheartened if you're living in a house and they come back after one. That's totally normal, but it does take two or three exterminations to get rid of them.
Yeah,
so the best products that we bought then...
Vacuum seal bags.
Vacuum seal bags. Oh my God. Right. Absolutely amazing. We need to invest in some kind of, like, we need to put stocks into some kind of vacuum seal bag company. But yeah, because at least when they're in the vacuum seal bag, you know that they're safe. The other thing that you can do is diatomaceous earth. So it's like crushed up seashells and it kills them over time. They crawl through it. It penetrates into their skin and it kills them. It takes a couple of days, but that does work. So throwing your stuff into a bag with a bunch of diatomaceous earth, I would say 1 year minimum, keep them in the bag. But yeah, that works. Obviously for fabrics, put everything on a high heat. So a good dryer will definitely work. A steamer just to get in and out of the house.
Yeah.
So that you were still able to work. It's that we could take clean, fresh clothes out of the vacuum seal bag, put them on you, steam your shoes, steam you before you left.
And then steam as soon as I got back.
Yeah. So a steamer is good to have just even for a peace of mind.
Yeah.
And then that no rat, the Vicarious glue, those traps. It could have taken us months to realize that the bed bugs were back.
Yeah.
If we hadn't set those traps again.
Though that no rat was honestly the best thing we bought, in my opinion.
Because it allowed us to actually go to sleep then.
Yeah.
Instead of for the first month, we were taking shifts, trying to, you know, with our phones, trying to look for stuff. And I was going insane.
Oh, I'd wake up some nights with you above me with your torch shining down, being like, don't move. I was like, what?
Yeah.
There might be one beside you. And it wasn't, you know, it might have just been something random, but it was crazy.
It was absolutely crazy. There is a product, if you're living in the States, it's called Crossfire and it's a pesticide. It's not available here in Europe, but there are variations on Crossfire. So if you're really, really, really on a budget, another thing that we did do is buy pesticide from a wholesaler's and we bought a pesticide spray and we did our own spray. But in America, you can buy Crossfire and apparently that's really, really effective. Again, I'll leave the name of all of the products and the pesticide products that we bought and used and that our exterminator used. I'll leave them in the description, or they're also on our TikTok. We have a couple of videos about them as well. The other one was the mattress encasements.
Yeah.
We kind of already talked about it, but you just put these mattress encasements on, especially if you're on a budget. I think they were €35 each, but it means that you can save your mattress. And I know that mattresses can be quite expensive. So yeah. You just have to leave them on for 2 years and then you're ready to rock.
That's all the products that we really used. And then I suppose moving on, mental health and PTSD from this experience.
I do not know how you... So we were really lucky that we were in it together.
Yeah.
If it was you solo or me solo...
We would have moved back to Ireland, left all of our shit here.
Back to Ireland.
Never come back.
Yeah. There was not a hope that I would have survived even a week. I would have just packed up and gone fuck home.
Like, I'm a very positive person. I always try to see the lighter things in life and stay positive. But oh my God, like I was running out of steam. Like I was going to work in the bar and, you know, I was just wearing Birkenstocks and shorts.
Birkenstocks in November. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, this is the only, like, Italians were looking at me like I was absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of right, but...
We weren't sleeping.
It was just, like, not wanting to go back, staying in the pub for a lock-in, just, like, avoidance.
Just to not go home, yeah.
Avoidance, and then getting home, and it was just, like...
And you know, I would get to the stage where I would only sleep if the daylight broke, because they do mostly not come out in the daylight. Yeah. So I would wait until 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and then go to bed then. Yeah. But yeah, it's, I feel like we tag teamed it quite well where you were very physical in your approach.
Yeah. I was on my hands and knees going through every single like recording and where I saw bits of, because obviously apartments are very dusty and dirty. So that glue picks up everything.
Yeah.
So you have to fine comb, go through it all. So that was my approach, was just the very physical searching, constantly.
And you were able to help me with the physical, when I'd be like, we need to get rid of those mattresses. We need to tape up these things and get rid of them. You were really, really helpful in that, where you just had like, you still had the strength. I didn't have the physical strength anymore. I was too tired and you were just like ready to rock.
I was picking up bed frames and mattresses up my shoulder and just being like, run, run.
And you were also at the stage where, or you were also the brilliant one to kind of call it. You went, okay, I was just getting more into a hole.
You went to rabbit hole, and like, that's what I have to say, fair play to you, because without your research, and I think you're definitely a leading expert on bed bugs.
So that's where I went down. I literally
Detail, like their life cycles, the larvae, what they look like, when they come out.
I got to the stage where I started looking at the chemical compounds.
And you knew all the chemical.
The chemical compound differences between pesticides now and pesticides in the 80s, and like which would be the best pesticides across like Europe. I fell down a very like, I need to study this. But I also fell down a very bad rabbit hole of where did they come from?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're never going to know. Sometimes it's just they come in a suitcase, they come in on your jacket, they come in whatever. You just don't know.
The mental relief of getting that text from our neighbor weeks and weeks and weeks later was incredible.
And I had actually researched all the way back to, there was a hotel that we stayed in February of that year, and they had an infestation of bed bugs. And I thought maybe it was from there. I thought it was the couch. I thought we brought them back from Edinburgh. I thought like there were so many different things that I thought, this is where that's what was really hurting me, was like, what if we bring them back again, or what can we do to safeguard against bringing them? So in terms of mental health, I just want to also touch on, again, I've mentioned I won't allow sesame seeds into the house anymore. We check every single bed that we're sleeping on in case of bed bugs. If I get a really bad little poke in the night, sometimes I'll come out with a torch on my phone. I do still flip out about that. And I mean, we're 6-7 months clear with them now. So,
it's still going to take us another few months to finally relax. As you said, like you get a bite or an itch or a scratch, you're wondering.
Yeah.
You feel something that might crawl. It can be simple as a bit of dirt or dust rolling under your heel in a mattress, just very naturally, especially if you're like a sandals wear, you're a little bit of crumb or something on your foot and you roll it against yourself and it moves up your leg. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Ripping off the mattress, being like, what the fuck was that?
I won't leave bags on the street anymore. Like if we go to a pub, I make sure that all of our bags are definitely on a chair or on a table. I won't leave them down just in case there's a creepy crawly. I avoid the train station like the plague. I will not walk through it. If I see someone with a suitcase, I walk to the other side of the street. If I see any furniture left out on the street, I'll cross the street. The day-to-day impacts have definitely affected me a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that'll ever go.
No, I don't think so either. And it's just like once you live through it, and it's just like, because I have friends now as well that I didn't realize had dealt with bed bugs. Because it's kind of like there's a stigma. It's a stigma of like, oh God, you have bed bugs. Ugh. And it's like, you feel like you can't tell anyone about it. Now, obviously we told our closest friends here about it. And they were kind of like, that shit, what can we do to help? And we were like, not really anything, to be honest. Because
we couldn't go and stay with them for fear of, like, we just couldn't do that.
Their biggest fear was giving it to anyone else.
And then it was you working in the pub. You know, we told the manager or the owner of the pub straight away. And he was exceptionally, like, shout out to Simon, fair play.
Simon helped us, because our landlord didn't have any English, and luckily Simon came on board and was our translator.
Heard
our whole deal about like leaving the apartment, what money was left, the fact that like the building things need to be done. Simon was a gentleman.
He was an absolute gentleman. But the fact that even, you know, another bar person might say, well, I don't want you working in this pub if you've got bad bugs. You know,
and he was just like, if you think you can come to work and be safe and clean and not bring them with you. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I think I could do that. So
the stigma definitely, you know, I was really embarrassed. And then I was just like, why? Like, it's not, we didn't, you know, we didn't bring this on ourselves. We didn't, you know, and the more that I was looking up information, you know, The Guardian had come out with a really good article, and I'd highly recommend, I'll link that as well in the description, where it was just people battling them for almost a year. And I was like, I don't know if I can do it for a year. I don't know if I'm mentally strong enough. I informed my employers at the time, and they were all really nice about it as well. But yeah, it's the mental health aspect, the sleep deprivation, the feeling stigmatized, the feeling like you can't, like, I wouldn't go into somebody else's house.
No.
You know, just her fear of, you know,
one
little egg. Yeah. I didn't want us to go home for Christmas. And it was only that we managed to get a new place and we'd secured it. And for multiple weeks, we didn't find anything. That's when I was like, okay, maybe. And we landed back. And let me tell you, we landed back and we had a vacuum seal bag and we kept all of our stuff in a shed in my parents' house. We wouldn't even bring our very clean clothes inside for fear, and they had been washed 3 or 4 times over at that stage. So that's just the level of craziness that we went to. But signs by, we didn't bring them with us. Nobody else got infected or infested, which is amazing. But you just have to be so clinical about it.
You your entire attitude to life has to change.
Yeah. And I think just one other thing is that I'm a minimalist. I don't like having a lot of stuff, whereas you like having your comfort creature. You like having things.
My tat.
Yeah, you like your tat. And I was just very like, it's gotta go.
Yeah.
It's donezo. And I think that's kind of changed you now even.
Oh, big time. Because now I'm just like, I have like 5 or 6 like really treasured items. I don't really have much sentimental things in Italy. Sentimental things at home. And that's the kind of thing as well, because I know, like, especially Irish homes, we have a lot of crap in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it into an Irish home, or just anyone's home in general, but especially, like, Irish homes are filled with crap.
Mm-hmm.
And you're screwed. You're just screwed, because then you need to do an entire heat treatment of everything.
It would be a nightmare. Thousands. A nightmare.
So to anyone who's dealt with bedbugs listening to this before, fair play to you, lads. I hope you're out the gap as well.
Yeah. And the last thing I just want to mention on the mental health is that I joined a lot of Reddit forums about bedbugs. And that was really great to read other people's stories. Some are ridiculous. Some are horrendous. But it's just really nice to be in that community. But the best advice that Cormac ever gave me was when we moved. He said, unfollow them. Don't have it coming up in your feed all the time. Just get rid of it. Get rid of your Google history to do with bed bugs. Like, I was part of Facebook communities. You were just like, you have to try and put it behind you. You can always rejoin them if we realize that we have a problem down the road, but not having it come up on my feed every day.
You can't be constantly reminded. Like, you have to try and move forward from such a horrible situation. Always remember it, always keep it in your mind. But to get those constant reminders in your life, you don't mentally move on. You need to take a step away and say, right, am I happy with how I've done it? Am I comfortable with how I've done it? Okay, put it to one side.
Yeah.
Leave it alone, because you'll only torture yourself. And that's what's happened to a lot of people. And, you know, some people haven't, you know. Some of those stories were just like, people thought they were out the gap and they went back too soon to living life normally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really unfortunate that it's happened. Like, there was a family in Switzerland that spent like €20,000 altogether over the course of like a year and a half. And like that, I know Switzerland's expensive, but like that is just like the financial turmoil. And it's just like, you have to realize that, like, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another good thing, like, that you introduced me to, like, being a minimalist. It's like, have a few good items that you really like that you can then put in one vacuum seal bag, but be ready to run and move. And especially if you're traveling, if you're not living at home, like if you're traveling the world or you're on J1s or you're on anything like that, pack light, lads. Don't bring something that you don't think you could throw in a bin if you have to.
Yeah, if you can't do a Penny's or a Primark run to replace everything you have,
yeah,
you're schnookered. What is the best thing to do if you're traveling to not get bedbugs?
Well, fine, comb through the reviews of every hostel and hotel that you look at. The best thing you ever told me is, whenever you look at a hotel, just in general, or a hostel, is look up the worst review first.
On
look
Google. Up the worst Google it Google. First. And then...
Look up the worst ones. The one star is the horrible ones. If you see anything related to bed bugs, definitely change your fucking...
Yeah.
Your hotel. Can we
mention the two things about the hotels in Florence when we were looking for a hotel room?
So, yeah, I went looking. I left Jane at the bar and we were like, we have to go find somewhere to stay tonight because we're getting the extermination done. So I went up the street because I knew there was 4 or 5 hotels. Went into this old 2-star. It was on like the first floor. I went upstairs and I was waiting there to be served. This is old couple working. I was just like looking around and I was just like, oh, they've like loads of signage and stuff. But I got to the counter and on the glass counter and laminate, they just had, do not leave your bag on the bed. Please leave your windows open after you leave.
Mm-hmm.
These signs were, I looked around the room, I realized, oh my God, there's like 4 signs in the lobby. Like, do not leave your bag in the bed.
Bed bug. This is bed bug.
And we were just like, oh shit, I got the hell out of there as fast as possible.
I went online. I was looking up hotels in Florence, in Lucca, in Bologna, and Rome. And I would check the 1-stars. There's bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's bed bugs. So just to warn you, there is a bed bug epidemic in Italy also. It's not just in Paris.
Oh, it's Europe. It's in Europe. It's apparently dying down a little bit because people got rid of, like you saw Paris, mattresses in the street, people got rid of a lot of their shit.
Doesn't matter though. Still... We were coming into winter. They die down during the winter months. They don't survive as well or they go into hibernation.
Yeah.
But come summertime, another city will break out with them. It'll be in the news again. So it's just to make sure that you check the reviews. When you come into a hotel or an Airbnb, first thing you do, strip the beds.
Yeah.
Check for those little black dots. Check for the little sesame seeds around the edges. If you don't, and like check both sides of the mattresses as well.
Oh, everywhere. Like you want to fine comb through. And if you see a few suspicious little black dots in a cluster, you reconsider your options, my friend.
Yes. And just look up pictures of what bed bug poop looks like.
Yeah.
And look at the most, like, don't look at like the horrendous ones where people have had obviously like 80,000 bed bugs there. Just look at like very, very general ones. But yeah, if you see anything that looks like bed bug poop, get out of there. If it's not a super clean mattress, get out of there. It doesn't matter how clean those sheets are. You got to get out of there.
Get out of there.
Another tip just for your suitcases is to leave the suitcases in the bathroom. So if you've got a bath, even better, because bed bugs just won't crawl into the bath.
There's no reason for them to go in there. They've
no interest in living in a bathroom.
Yeah,
so
I would say either as well, like hanging them up. Don't leave them on the floor or on the bed. Just don't. When you're gone during the day, don't leave a t-shirt lying on the bed. Don't leave anything. Anything at all.
But
they can get underneath the collar. Like we found them in our clothes the very, very, very first time we got them. Like I think I found one in like my shorts or something.
Yeah.
Like they can just hibernate in your clothes until you come back.
Yeah. I found an exoskeleton in one of my very, very old makeup bags.
Yeah.
So they had even crawled in there. But yeah, it's just put your stuff in the bathroom, but just realize they can get into something the size of a credit card.
Yeah.
That's how little of a gap that they need. So truly, if you're really terrified of getting bed bugs, what I would recommend doing is buying a big vacuum seal bag, like an audacious size one. Mm. They're only €5, and putting your bags into a vacuum seal bag and just living out of that, especially if you're touring for quite a while. Just getting fresh vacuum seal bags. And if you're staying in a hostel that you know might be a little bit nasty or something, just a vacuum seal bag. It just looks like a big plastic bag. You slide them in, you can get cute, colorful ones with flowers on them.
Put the vacuum seal bag inside of your regular bag. Keep all your clothes sealed at all times. When you open it, close the bag again. And then before you go home, go to the laundromat, throw the bag into a hot dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And then away you go again. Keep that vacuum bag sealed with all your clean clothes inside. Don't mix your dirty clothes. Leave them on the outside. Wash all of that. You'll have your bag, your vacuum seal bag outside. Perfect.
Yeah. And my mother, fair play to her, because I never realized this when I was a child or like growing up, but my mom worked in different hospitals. She was a nurse and they obviously got bed bug infestations from time to time. And so what she used to always do when we got home from holidays was she, the day of leaving, she would put all the dirty clothes into one bag, all the clean clothes into another bag. And she would leave our suitcases outside of the house in the shed. I know that that's not, you know, probable for everyone.
Yeah.
But if you do have a suitcase, maybe you could just like keep it firmly in a vacuum seal bag all the time. She put everything into the wash straight away. First thing we do, even if we got home at 3 o'clock in the morning, everything went straight into the wash machine. So that is just a piece of advice that I have for everyone.
Yeah.
And then final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Just if you're just unlucky enough to get bed bugs, don't panic in the sense of like, you will panic, you will be freaked out, you won't know what to do. Do the research. It's not the end of the world. You can definitely get through it. Like, as we kind of dealt with them a bit more, we were getting more confident. And it's like, you know, every time we go to somewhere now, we know exactly what the hell to look for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know someone going through it, realize that it takes a massive mental toll on that person.
Yeah.
And it's really tough to work through. And
because they can't sleep properly. And without sleep.
And hey, if you're like not bothered by bed bugs from Lovia, then fucking all the best.
Great, wonderful.
Yeah. They don't cause you any physical harm. Great. You live with those bed bugs, my friend.
But yeah. And you do just have to keep it in your head that it's like they're really uncomfortable. They're really disgusting. However, they don't carry diseases.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you physically sick. But the mental repercussions are really bad. There are a couple of different bed bug helplines for Europeans. I'll put that in the description as well. They may not be able to give you the best advice on where to go for, you know, exterminations and stuff like that, but they can even help you with mental health services.
Yeah.
I would say straight away get into therapy, because I am 100% suffering from PTSD from them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no shadow of a doubt about it. It will be one of the toughest things that you'll go through. And we're just really lucky that we worked really well together. But I don't know if in any of my prior relationships, if we would have lasted through something like that. Honestly. No.
Absolutely not. But hopefully now we'll never see the bastards again.
Mm-hmm.
I know if we ever did, 20, 30 years down the line, we'll know what to do.
We'll be badass bitches. We'll be ringing a hotel heat treatment. Just knowing that we're down 5 to 10 grand.
We'll find one. I'll just be like, I'll go get the vacuum seal bags and the no rash.
Yeah.
No matter at all, I'll be back in a while. So.
The final section is the financials. How much did we spend? It was a couple of hundred euro a pop for each extermination, but we only ended up having to spend 500 in total. We also had to spend over 700 euro on things like vacuum seal bags, other pesticides, the Diametetius earth, just different sprays. We were trying everything so that we would treat it ourselves as well. We lost a minimum of 1500 euro worth of stuff. So that's like clothes. I had some really expensive tech. We had to get our tech professionally cleaned, which cost us 400 euro. We had to pay for accommodation whilst the house was being treated and our transport to that accommodation. So that was 1,000 euro. We lost our deposit in order to get out of our contract. So that was almost 2,000 euro as well. And then we had to get a deposit together for a new apartment. Just to also note that Cormac had to take time off work. I had to take a lot of time off work. I had to reduce my hours by up to 50% during that time. So it also cost us in terms of our income. All in all, our best estimate, even though we haven't fully tallied up everything, is 8,000 euro.
That heat treatment may not have worked the first time, but that 3,500 is looking pretty good. So, well, that's it. We've cleansed ourselves.
That's it, Baz. You won't hear us talking about them in that much detail ever again.
No.
Pint after that.
Yeah, definitely having a drink after this. But yeah, we just want to say, if anyone has bed bugs, we're really, really sorry that this has happened to you. It's not your fault. And
reach out if you need.
Definitely reach out to us. You can find us on all social medias at The Irish Podcast. And like, even if you just need a rant, then
please feel free.
Yeah.
On down. And hopefully in the next episode, we'll be more positive and nice things again.
Yes, definitely having a nice little positive episode next time. Yes. So thanks so much for everyone listening. Our friends and family are sick of hearing us talk about bed bugs. So, you know,
thought your mother was going to shoot you when you were kept ringing about the bed
bugs. I know, yeah.
You still have that packet. Yes, I still have that bed bugs.
Yeah, they were done. So, but yeah, so we've only got a few episodes of season 2 left. So please make sure that you like and subscribe and follow us. And yeah, that's it. It's done.
It's done. It's over. And we shall see you in the next one.
Wahey! Woo.